Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Fitness First Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Mays of Jake's Fitness and Nutrition Coaching. And today I want to break down how you can burn the most body fat while you're sleeping. So this is another common thing that I see online about like how to burn body fat while you're sleeping. And the coolest part about that is that it's going to happen completely without you knowing it or doing anything about it. Your body is going to try to recover at night. So when you're sleeping, that's when you're actually going to get better, right? That's when your broken down muscles are going to try to repair themselves. And how are they going to do that? They need energy. Well, your body's going to liberate fat storages on your body in order to do those metabolic processes, like keeping you alive. For instance, your heart beating, your lungs expanding, your diaphragm expanding, contracting, and then ultimately repairing muscle mass or lean muscle tissue. So the biggest thing that we can do to help burn more body fat at night is going to be to have more lean muscle mass. So if we have less lean muscle mass, we don't need as much energy to maintain it, essentially. And especially if we're not weight training in the gym, we're not going to need to burn as much body fat sleeping in order to repair it as well. That's one of the hardest things about talking about training is people always want to do more. More must be better, right? Because if I'm doing more sets, more reps, lifting more weight, then I must be looking better. I must be feeling better. When in all reality, we can actually work out so much that it actually disrupts sleep. It disrupts hormonal function. And all of those things together are going to prevent us from building as much muscle as we could have. And we're not going to burn as much body fat as we could have if we just would have taken a sustainable approach to it. So for instance, one of the best examples of this are like female gymnasts. They train so hard and a lot of them eat so little just from the horrible, horrible stigmas around food in the gymnast community that a lot of them either lose or never get their period. And that's obviously a severe sign of hormonal disruption. And they never get to a certain size either. Now I know a lot of gymnasts are obviously very muscular, so it's not like they can't build muscle. I'm not saying you can't build muscle at all if you are overtraining in that way, but a lot of them end up developing those hormonal issues, which can affect things like sleep. And so what they're basically doing is they're just training so hard that it just doesn't matter. Now for the average person, you're not going to be training that hard, nor should you. So disrupting your sleep is going to, you know, make your job performance go down. It's not going to make you as good of a parent as you could be because, you know, you won't be making clear decisions. You may be, you know, easy to anger. So you're going to be snappier when people or your kids or whoever's coming to talk to you about stuff. So all in all, that overtraining is not only going to affect how much fat you're burning at night, but it's just going to affect your overall mood, your cortisol levels, hormonal disruption. So we need to be sure we're managing the amount of weight training that we're doing, as well as eating an adequate amount of protein to help rebuild that muscle mass. So when we eat a lot of protein too, we're actually going to burn more calories digesting the protein. It has a higher thermogenic cost. So thermogenic cost just means that it takes more calories to digest protein than it does to digest carbohydrates. So if we're eating an adequate amount of protein, we're actually going to be burning more calories in the process. We're going to be building more lean muscle because your body's going to have the amino acids necessary to do it. Our overall metabolic rate's going to go up, and then we're going to burn the most amount of calories or body fat sleeping as opposed to doing anything else. So don't listen to these supplement companies that are trying to sell you the thermogenic sleep pills or whatever they're going to call it. I don't actually even know the names of any products in that category specifically. Because if I ever read anything with like boosting sleep thermogenesis or boosting fat burning while you're sleeping, I immediately scroll past it. I don't give it a second look because, I mean, maybe there's one out there that isn't total crap. I don't know, but I can't imagine that has anything to do with actually burning more body fat while you're sleeping. I imagine it has more to do with some other metabolic process that it works with, perhaps. I'm not totally sure, but I'm not going to pretend as though I'm an expert on sleep products as a whole, but I would be willing to bet most supplement companies that are trying to sell a product that helps you burn more fat while you're sleeping is more than likely full of shit. And I wouldn't waste the money on it. There's probably some better supplements out there that you can invest in that will help you burn more body fat and build more lean toned muscle mass. So you'll look better. You're going to feel better. You're going to sleep a whole lot better too. So all in all, the recap of this one, guys, is if you want to burn the most amount of body fat while you're sleeping, we got to be training an adequate amount. So causing enough stress for the muscles to tear down and then rebuild, but also providing our bodies with enough rest and enough sleep in order to rebuild those muscles so we can raise our metabolic rate, have more energy in our workouts, and then ultimately burn more body fat while we're sleeping because we're repairing that lean tissue and we're trying to maintain it, if not grow it. So those are really the quote secrets to burning the most amount of body fat while you're sleeping. But if you have any more questions about that, or if you need more information on it, you can always go to my Instagram at Jake's Coaching. I have a ton of free resources and videos on there. And if you want more information for one-on-one coaching, you can always go to my website, www.jakescoaching.com. Thank you guys for listening, and I will see you next time.